In this week's Cut News Line, three cuts. All cuts are Clint Webb, a producer from Boston, Georgia. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
The program has just been absolutely unbelievable, almost overwhelming in the fact that there's so many things we've been able to see dealing with the cotton industry. I am a producer of a small family farm in Georgia, and for me to have the opportunity to go into some of the big spinning operations, gins, compresses, even into policy development in Washington, trading cotton on the floor in New York City, those things are just opportunities I would never have had without this program.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
You know, as a producer, sometimes we tend to get a little focused on ourselves and think things end at the fence row. And for me, it was really eye-opening to see how some of the complaints we've read in newsletters and things over the years really are critical items of concern for other segments, to see how that's affecting their bottom line, just like things that affect my bottom line cost me money. It's hurting them. So it makes me a little more respectful of them.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Just from the initial exposure to people, connections throughout the Cotton Belt and throughout the cotton industry, but also in the leadership skills we've covered, the media relations, learning how to handle yourself in front of others has really been a boon to me. Personally, I think it has given me the ability to feel more confident in representing cotton, and I think that in the future will be very useful, both to me and the cotton industry as a whole.